The first 4 hours were simply in a moose-boosh.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend. Tone, we're just going to start with it. We got a new addition to the family over at the Carmen household.
And?
Do you want to know who it is?
Well, sure.
My mother.
Wait a minute. What?
How's that working out?
My dad on Saturday gave me my mom's ashes. Mm-hmm. And I went, well, got to figure out what to do with these, don't I?
When you say figure out, what are the options?
Well, because I was sitting there with my dad, and we were eating dinner. We went to a place called Dutch Kitchen on Route 30. Just outside of Dalton, maybe in Dalton still, I'm not sure. Orville.
Is that like Hartville Kitchen?
No, it's not as big.
But same style.
Yeah.
But it has a kitchen.
Well, it's Dutch. You know, they have the Amish.
Our early settlers in New York.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, my great-great-great-grandfather founded Hempstead, New York. Yeah. You can look it up, folks. It's true. And I said, Dad, I think I should probably get some of Mom's ashes. I know it's been a year, but I've been meaning to. He goes, honestly, Kenny, you know, you're going to get both of us someday. You should probably take all your mom's ashes. In fact, I got a small glass urn. I would like you to give me some of her, and then, you know, you could keep the remains. I went, well.
So you have to divvy them up
business
now?
Business is certainly picked up here, King. My sons were sitting right there, by the way. They had no idea what we were saying.
They went, Papa.
Papa. Yes, Papa. And
what's in the box?
I said,
picturing Ken like a drug dealer having to parse this out.
So I dropped my dad back off. I dropped my dad back off, and I said, I don't have to. I'm gonna have to hold on. What's in the box? Because they're gonna want to know. I can't say their dead grandmother. The first question, my son Axel, what's in the box? Mm-hmm. And I went, oh man, what's in the box? And he goes, what? And I go, these are tax forms. Because I couldn't tell him.
Haven't seen seven, Axel?
Yeah, I had to say something very boring to him so he wouldn't be curious as to what was
in
the box.
I opened up every box in my house at all times. Found a gun once. I found pornography. You open up everything.
Finding the old man's porn back in the day, that was something.
But I have that working knowledge, and so I know. And I know I think boys are a little worse.
Found a video called Blonde Justice.
Ours was Justice Taboo American Style.
Taboo American Style.
But either way.
John Dong.
Either way.
John Dong?
Now that I have.
Has your dad had John Dong?
No, it was my uncle.
Now that we know that kids do this, like, why would we ever leave anything out? Like, kids are going
to. We don't have anything to leave out anymore. It's all.
But kids are going to open everything
online.
No matter what.
Yeah.
If you have a gun and it's not in a safe, your kids are going to find it.
Did you ever see that?
Like, people realize that now, right? They know that, right? I don't think they do. Every day, it seems like in this country, there's a story of some kid having their hands on a gun and then doing something bad.
Mind, which is a terrible phrase to say. It blows my mind. We'll get back to my mother's remains here in a second. My situation to get to the firearms, and we can say about this on the podcast, because because people start calling in. It's like Get Smart in my house. So I'm very, Axel knows about him, but Eli is a different concept, and certainly Jonah is a different concept.
You've let Axel see them, right?
Like, yeah.
He is. Has he touched?
He's held them and understood
hasn't fired
that they're not toys.
Yet,
what's the spiel that you gave before allowing him to do this?
I brought him in my office and locked the door. And I said, you know, about these aren't toys.
If you tell anyone about this, you're dead.
No.
You told him he's not allowed to juggle them loaded, right?
Yeah, that's what I said to him.
Because other people have made that mistake.
I said, these aren't toys. Well, I told you that one day.
Well, that's why I don't have chainsaws
in my home. I had to take care of a varmint in the backyard. And I turned around, because I didn't tell anybody what I was doing. I made sure everybody was in the house. And I went out on the back deck, and I took care of the varmint.
Yosemite Sam style.
And I looked over, and my wife and Axel were just staring at me, mouth agape, like, what is he doing? What did you just do? And like that, I'm like, but no, this was before that. I I showed him the, I'm not going to tell you what type of firearms I have, obviously, but on on the base model, you know, a standard firearm, what a lot of people have. I showed him the nuts and bolts and all the different ins and outs and what have yous and how to check it. And
can he disassemble, clean, and reassemble in under 10 minutes?
Yes. We watched Full Metal Jacket that night. And
just that part.
And we rewound it over and over and over. And then we watched the Forrest Gump part where he did it over and over and over again. So he knows how to do that. But they are certainly locked away and accessible only to me. So that's where it stands with boy. That was an interesting turn from my mother's ashes.
So next,
but people just leave, there are plenty of people who leave them out casually.
Ashes?
No, oh. Guns and the whatnot. Boy, I can't believe we've gotten all of this on the podcast. Yeah.
When it comes to ashes, so I...
Dust to dust.
I don't want them. I never wanted them.
Yeah.
But it's gonna get peculiar here with certain deaths that have happened, and I'm going to be responsible for things, and I just don't want them. Mm. So does that psychologically say something about me? Does that say something about me as a person?
No.
That I don't want them. I'm the anti-hoarder. I have nothing. I don't even have my... I don't have my diplomas, Kenny. I do not have my diploma. I have nothing.
Carla?
I think my sister has them. She says I have them. I do not have them.
Okay, that's not good.
And I have two diplomas. Three.
I don't know
I have three
where
diplomas.
I don't know where my diploma is. I think my diploma... my dad has my Akron diploma. Mm-hmm. And he would certainly have my Perry diploma. So I guess I know where they're at then. That was a stupid comment. Now, wasn't it?
But I guess for everybody it's different. And it's the same thing for death. You know, when it comes to, like, diplomas. For me, it was walking that first time. I was not supposed to. I did it. Like, my family, we didn't have a lot of that. And that moment
walking
is supposed...
Walking in high school?
No, college. Oh. That is supposed to be ingrained in you. I don't need the diploma. I know everybody puts their diplomas up. I've never even thought to needing it or wanting it. And when it comes to the deceased in your family, you either are somebody who holds that sacred and wears that around their neck or has a shrine propped up in their house, which I think is the creepiest of all things.
Well, I thought about all this because it was again, my mother had a very wild sense of humor. So I'm going to tell you guys what I did. Lima's buddy Jim. Do you like when I text Jim? Are you okay that I text Jim?
Text everyone.
Lima's this is the guy that you fought Godfather rights with.
No, I've given that up. Jim
but
will
that's
be the
who
Godfather.
We're referring
yeah.
to.
Yeah, Jim will be the Godfather. Lima's been going to Mass. It's over. Jim's going to be the Godfather.
Mm.
I'm probably just going to be expected to make a monetary donation. That's how that goes. To the human fund. I took a picture of it, and I texted, we have a thread, and I texted Jim and Lima, and I said, hey, do you guys want to come over? And Jim answered. Lima wasn't even paying attention, as he never does, because he gets, I don't know how many, how do you get more texts than me when I'm friendlier than you? How is that possible?
I don't know, and I'm on too many threads
yes.
now.
Yes. So he wasn't paying attention, but I go, do you guys want to come over? And Jim's like, well, no, I'm busy. I go, okay, well, sorry, I thought you'd come over and see my mom. And he goes, what? And I took a picture of the box. Mm-hmm. And sent it to him. And Jim goes, Jesus. And I go, yeah, well, you know, you're going to have that. And like when Liz came down, because I took the box down and I immediately went downstairs to my office because I had that and I had a big box of stuff. My dad had a huge tote box, tote full of stuff from high school that I had. My yearbook. I forgot I had a girl made a scrapbook for me in high school for football season. And a lot of football programs from, you know, my senior year, other
any
years.
Any newspaper clippings?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not featured
in them.
Isn't
that amazing when you think about gender roles that are still alive and well? Like, you're a cheerleader. Cheer for me and make my scrapbook.
It was a thing. Like,
make me breakfast for senior breakfast. It's like all these things.
Well, we also
are
know
still...
what some of the other girls did for some of the guys.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, but no, she was great. She was great. It was a great scrapbook, too, and it's held up. But I was pulling some of that stuff out. My wife came downstairs. This damn cough will not go away. I'm throwing everything I can at
it.
Well, this
is a new one.
This is a new one. But this new one won't go
away.
6 weeks. 2 weeks. So I got another month left.
Yep.
So, my wife came downstairs, And something come up, and she goes, "What's in that box?" And I tapped on the box, and I go, "My mother." And she goes, "Oh, my God." I'm like, "Yeah, my dad gave me my mother's ashes." And she goes, "What are you going to do with them?" And I go, "I don't know." Because at first I go, "Well, I'll get an urn and I'll keep them in the basement." And I go, I thought about it. I go,
how many people have done the at home with their urns? The
what if something knocks it
who's
over?
Who's the Undertaker? What's his name?
Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer.
Vic.
How many people have done
Vic
it?
Vic did that at his grandfather's wake.
Did it go over
Vic
well?
Traveling out? No, people left appalled. Vic tells a story. Vic and his brothers got drunk. His grandfather died. Vic, probably shouldn't say last names there. But anyway, Vic, our buddy
just
Vic.
Just some guy we know.
Yeah, just some guy named Vic we know.
Who you don't know.
Vic told the story on the radio. I don't know what, but, you know, just in case. He had the wake at his house, and his family members were over, and he and his brothers were loaded. And Vic, for such a thin guy, can drink like a fish. And Vic got plastered and took his grandfather's urn and was going, "Oh, yes," walking around the house. And like his family members were like, "Jesus Christ, Vic." And like
that.
Left the house appalled. His mom was yelling at him. It was terrible.
I could totally see him
his
doing
this, too.
His
brothers were laughing their ass off.
How could
his
you
brother,
not?
His brother laid on the couch and he goes, "Rise!" And his brother sat up on the couch. So I thought about it. I go, there is, like, I don't have anybody. My mom is the first person in my life to be cremated. I have, you know, I have grandmothers and aunts and uncles who are in cemeteries. And, like, it was weird because Saturday when I was on my way to pick up my dad, I had to make a stop at my buddy Eric's house. He lives just around Market Heights in Canton. Pretty nice neighborhood over there. And I had to make a stop at his house first. And it was actually, it took me down Route 44, and I was kind of going through Louisville. And for a second, I was like, it's cold outside, so I thought better of it. I was actually going to stop by my grandfather's grave. My grandfather and then my Uncle Jack, they're buried in the same cemetery down the road from each other. Sorry, I bumped the mic. They're buried in the same cemetery down the road from each other, and every now and then I'll stop by if I'm in the neighborhood over in the cemetery in Louisville. And so I decided against it, and then my dad gives me my mom's ashes, and I'm thinking about it. I go, I'm standing there. I'm sitting there with this box, and I'm looking at this box, and I'm thinking about what to do with them. And I go, you know, this kind of opens things back up. There's no closure here now. There's very little closure.
How does it open things back up?
I don't know. Like having my mom's ashes in the basement of my house. Because I told my dad, I go, my dad goes, "Do you want to spread them?" And I go, she didn't really like anything enough to be spread.
No golf course, no Pebble Beach, no.
You can't put her.
No Cleveland Browns Stadium.
I have an
in
idea.
The gutter lane of
I
the
do have an
bowling
I,
alley.
The bowling alley.
Well,
yes.
That kind of passed my mind because I'm going, I think I'm going to keep a small amount for myself and a small amount for my father. And I think the rest I'm going to spread. And I thought that way.
Put it down with the oil. Make it so you can throw a Brooklyn.
Oh, she wasn't very, a cheetah pattern. She wasn't very proud of a lot of things in her personal life with some of the other things. So, I mean, my mom, you know, had a rough upbringing, but it wasn't like she wasn't dependent on things or anything like that. She just had a rough upbringing. It affected her as an adult. So I got an idea. I'm not going to share it yet, but I think I'm going to spread the ashes. I don't think I want to keep an urn. Mm-hmm. Of her remains. I mean,
people
do
so much
that.
More than that. People have shrines. People have full wall pictures, beautifully,
but
a painted photograph.
There needs to be a separation. It's not healthy, in my view, to have her there.
Yeah.
In a box, or even in a, I can get a nice urn made for the most modestly priced receptacle. I can have a nice urn made for $600 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that's healthy for me to do so. You know, my mother has passed.
Well, first of all, it can't be in the basement because that's it's flooding and you're not going to replace it. It's done.
Well, my basement doesn't flood.
That's what everyone says.
Not going to get one of those 100 years floods come through.
Yeah, it's true. But, I'm not going to keep it in a place that people can see. I don't want
I would scatter. But the problem is everyone's like,
that's
what they would have wanted? You know what? They don't have the power to make that decision anymore.
Well, that's the thing.
And by the way, why does anybody care about their ashes as they are living when people say, well, they wouldn't have wanted that? All right, well, I'm telling you right now that when I die...
Well, you better tell me before you die.
I don't care if I'm cremated. I think cremation makes more sense. It seems silly to pay for these funerals, although I'm sure they're jacking up the price on cremation because everybody's doing it.
Have you seen cremation rates these days?
Seriously, I bet it's through the roof because
I'm looking it up.
People couldn't afford funerals, so they all went to cremation. So what would you do if you were the industry? You'd be jacking up the rates.
I think I got an idea. It's going to take a lot of work to spread them, so we'll see. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
But you're leaning on scattering.
Oh, I don't think there's any lean about it. I think I've made up my mind because there's just It's just very odd. I'm going to go see Mother in the basement. Doesn't that sound weird to you guys?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have a local West Side funeral service. If you want all the bells and whistles with your cremation, Anthony Lyman, this is local to you. You could be to this place within 10 minutes from your house. $59.50 right now. That gets you the cremation with the complete service. That's 4 hours of visitation. Yeah, $5,950. 4 hours of visitation, a funeral service, or a funeral mass if that's what you'd choose. A rental casket. It's just for ceremony.
No.
And a personalized urn.
I love how you have to rent the casket.
They do offer a more scaled down. It's just the memorial service following the cremation. That's $3,945. You get that memorial visitation. You get a memorial service or a mass if you choose. And a personalized urn. Or if you just want that basic cremation service.
What an industry.
$22.95. That'll get you a cremation and an urn. You figure out how you're memorializing yourself after that.
Is that $22?
Well, and the hope is... The hope is always that you can have all... You're of good mind. What do they say?
Sound mind.
Sound mind that you can make these arrangements so your kids... And your
Take
loved ones
the burden off your loved
never
ones.
Have to do that. That is the goal.
That
is my goal in life, that I can have all that paid for and no decisions have to
my
be made.
My dad made it pretty apparent, it seemed. He didn't actually come out and say it, that he'd want to be cremated. Which now it seems that with this woman, this is going to be a shared experience here at some point, because they seem pretty serious.
Oh, Kenny's going to be playing hot potato with the young...
He took a phone call and said, he ended it with saying he loved her. At the end of the phone call,
and
don't
you
think
this.
I didn't notice. Oh yeah,
that's
which,
weird.
She's nice.
This was
I have no
during
problem
the dinner
it.
The
still weird.
The other evening.
What
during the dinner the
yeah.
other evening?
Yeah, said he was going to be. He's like, I'll be home at 6. She's nice. I like her. She's fine. But I'm figuring I'm going to have to. This is going to be a shared experience. Like I don't. Yeah, I hope he don't get. It's just going to be weird. I guess I shouldn't say I hope he doesn't get married. We'll find out. But I'm probably sharing too much of my personal life on the podcast. It's about our personal lives for Keith Britton to like. But either way, am I the only person who left who wants to just be buried in a casket in a cemetery?
Maybe.
You want to be cremated?
For years. So my experience was much different. You know, I joined the military and they do the whole, we'll do a will for you, and everybody kind of puts it off. And then the time when I joined was before September 11th. And, of course, September 11th hit, and they were like, you better get your affairs in order.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you are going to die.
I'm 19 years old. I own, at the time, the nicest TV in the dorms, a 27-inch CRT Sony. And I had a PS2. I'm like, I don't know what else you want me to... say, but
how am I going to divvy all this up?
But I wrote down in my will, and they've got you know, lawyers, military lawyers who signed that off for you, and it just said burn my ass up and spread me in these places. And I've
a military
kind of,
lawyer like Tom Cruise,
yes,
mm-hmm.
It was, and he could not handle the truth that I was saying.
Is he a lousy softball player?
So, you want to be cremated,
yes,
Owen or Lima,
yeah. Yeah, what are we doing?
Am I the last person who wants to be buried?
Oh, man.
Is it because...
And I got to tell you, we could add up in this room how many funerals have we been to. Open casket.
Yeah. Ton.
And I have, as I've gotten older, that was just a normal thing when I was young. As I've gotten older, first of all, less and less of them. And because less and less of them, and it's been actually a good amount of distance in between the funerals until this year. I've had a bad year.
It was what? Older people in your family, yeah. And things when you were
young. Yeah. Yeah, that was just normal. You go up there, I would, you know, kneel down, say a prayer, and I'd look at them.
Right.
I thought that was like, even as a, like a 10-year-old, 12 years old, I'm mm-hmm. like, you know what? They deserve this. They've earned this respect. And I would be like, get any other thoughts out of your mind. You know, at church, I always had problems with that. I'd be thinking, I'm not even listening to the priest right now. I'm thinking of the Lakers game later. Like, your mind starts to wander. In the funeral, I was in the funeral home. I'm always like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on, Anthony.
Focus in.
Like, focus in and think about this individual that you're here for, if you knew them, if it wasn't just a family friend. And I would make it a point to do that. As I've gotten older, I've kind of hung out in the back. I've kind of hung out in the back and talked to people.
Is it a, your own mortality thing?
That's exactly what it is.
Well, the people you've been seeing have been around your age. Dude, it's not the elderly.
I just had a 41-year-old, and it was really unfortunate, and I couldn't. I hung out with this person. I partied with this person, shared intimate details with this person. Mm-hmm. They'd become a really good friend over the last 3 years, and I couldn't make my way up there.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
First person.
This wasn't some old person. This wasn't some, oh my God, they've been so old for so long. This was somebody in my age bracket. I'm like, how am I going to be doing this over the next 40 years?
Yeah, I had a friend I grew up with who, when I was 23, was murdered. And the mother said, hey, do you want to come? The cremation, but before that happened, do you want to come with us? Like, it was like called four or five people that was really close and said, hey, do you want to come and kind of say a goodbye to the, you know, the physical form beforehand. I was like, nope, yeah. I don't want to ruin the last
image. I'm kind of with you.
The last images that I have of that person.
Yeah.
Now, and that's been, you know, almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
So my last images are still like high school, you know, because that person obviously didn't age past that point, but that's where the last images are.
Jesus.
And I thought about the other day, like, what would they look like now? Those type of things, but
sorry,
yeah, I'm kind of with you there. I'm like, I'm good. I want to keep what I have as an image in my head.
You don't want to go riding down the highway?
It's a little different. Like, my grandmother passed away during COVID, and I went and saw her. She was in her late 80s, so I'm like, yeah, she had a good run, but the current people that you're, you know, kind of grew up with, or at least going to get worse and worse. Yeah.
Can we talk the calling hours situation yet? Or is not enough time passed?
What do you mean?
The calling hours I went to where I signed the book for us?
Oh, yeah. Listener.
Yeah.
Listener of the show.
We had a person who passed away, and I had to make an executive decision here because I said, I made a hell of an attempt to pay the respects. And I went there, and I there were two sets of calling hours. There was a calling hours in the middle of the day, and then I couldn't make it.
Right.
And everything I do for a listener, I'm going on behalf of Anthony and myself. So I'm going as a representation of both.
So I don't have to go.
So Lima doesn't have to go.
Yeah.
And the second one, it was like until 8 o'clock at night. And I go, well, I'm getting out of here at this time, and I won't be there till 7. Probably going to be getting ready to close up shop for the night. I show up there. The line is out the door and through the down the parking lot. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. And I go, I've already driven here. I've already committed. The guy was a nice guy. I met him. I got to go. I get in there, Owen. I feel terrible saying this. I don't like to admit this.
Then don't say it.
Well, I got to because we're on the podcast. We admit things.
We've already made it this far.
I get there, and I'm standing outside, and everything's fine. We get inside. My back's starting to get tight. That's a whole rigmarole. I can't tell you guys about that on the podcast. Holy jeez. My back's starting to get tight. It's hot. There's a bunch of people in there, and I'm starting to get hot, and I'm starting to get sweaty. And it's getting, I mean, we are past 8 o'clock now. It's getting late.
So
I still have a half hour drive home.
Like the boys are waiting on you to come home.
I'm like,
bedtime
I'm
and
like,
all that
man,
stuff. Yeah.
I did not anticipate this. This line is very long, and it got to the point where it wasn't moving very well because the man was not very old. And I'm being sympathetic here. I understand that because he wasn't very old, there were a lot of people who wanted to chew the fat. Well, like I remember a funeral I went to where the husband or excuse me, a calling hours I went to last summer, the husband started going through the line to move it along.
Yeah.
Now, the husband is a very well-known figure in the city, and it was for his wife, and he admitted, he goes, I got to get these people out of here. This is taking forever.
Yeah, like, it's not going to work.
He said it. Well, I know that that was the first time and last time I've ever seen anything like that. And I go, it's hot. I'm starting to sweat. I met the listener. I know the listener. I don't know the rest of the family that well. I'm like, the scenarios are going through my head. I'm going, I'm going to get up there. I'm going to be pouring sweat. This is going to be embarrassing. I go, it's not going to be, it's going to be 9 o'clock by the time I get up there. I got another hour in line.
At least.
I can see the book. I go, I looked up and I go, I tried. I really tried. This counts. I made an effort, and I went and I signed the book for Tone and I and left.
Did you?
There's nothing.
I did not shake a family member's hand.
You didn't message later?
I sent an email.
Okay, so whoever alerted you to this.
Yes, I sent an email.
You let those people.
Okay. I was shocked at just how many people were there.
And especially, so you didn't really, your relationship was more of they listened to the show, maybe had interacted, you know.
He was a nice guy. I liked the guy. He lived kind of around where I live.
But you weren't going over there and having a drink with him and things like that.
I mean,
right?
I would have.
No, I'm just saying. You know, I'm trying to say, like.
He was busy and
I was
more
of a. It wasn't like a close personal relationship.
No, it wasn't like, well, if it was close and personal, I probably would have been there for more.
Like, you wouldn't do that for me, would you?
No.
You wouldn't just show up and go, oh, no. There's Owen's book.
I would have Ken just show up for us.
Okay, that would be that'd be a great leaving off point. We can't do that right now. It's too close.
What about AA? Let's list everyone in here.
But I did. I don't think
anybody can have a problem with that.
I felt bad. It was, guys, it was 9 o'clock.
And people.
I mean, it was past. Yeah, it was an hour past when it was supposed to end. The line was not moving. And I said, I gotta go. I gotta go home. My kids are waiting.
Everybody would understand that.
I gotta
that.
Go. And I'm thinking, he understands. He had a bunch of kids. He has to understand.
If I am that person's, you know, child or brother or whatever, you know, and I go, oh, it's pretty cool. He really liked the show.
That'd be awesome.
The guy from the show, you know, he was here. I don't think I would be offended by that as a family member.
Nobody stopped me and goes, hey, where the hell do you think you're going?
Oh, big time in us,
No, back in line. Nobody did that. Everybody was fine with it. Nobody like
God. This has a Curb Your Enthusiasm angle written all over
it. Does it?
I've also said this before, and I've told you this. I don't think it'd be a bad idea for them to offer through the funeral services, and then have a charity picked out, have a fast pass where you donate to the charity and you get right to the front of the line.
What are you talking about?
So let's say when they say, hey, instead of flowers, you know, help out this charity.
Well, you got to give them their flowers.
In lieu of flowers. The internet tells us now we have to give them their flowers.
You have to give them their flowers.
Let's see who listens to the podcast.
You have to pay $50. It goes to the charity, and they escort you right to the front, right next to the coffin, and then you get out of there. It's a fast pass. $50.
Are you kidding?
Oh. I'm not kidding.
No.
I have run this
by a
lot of people.
Do you get t-shirts at the end? Because if you do, AA's getting one.
And people are equally mortified as you guys are, but they secretly know it's a great idea. It raises money for the cause, and no fuss, no muss. Right to the front. It's coffin time. Hello, everybody. And I'm out of here, $50.
Huh.
And you get to wave to all the people that are in line.
Yeah, but you're making the people who are there to pay their respects feel cheap.
I hate you now.
Listen, the charity.
You get to wave to the people that are standing in line.
I wish people could see your little smarmy face that you just made when you wave.
And the charity wins out, and really, who gets
calling hours fast pass? What the hell is your?
At that point, I just want a buzzer, and you just buzz me and let me know when I need to walk in the building.
It is a great idea. Oh my god, it is a great idea.
Meanwhile, with open bar outside,
I'm not gonna lie to you. It is great. Well, I
a bottomless block.
I did tell Liz because when I did come home, I go, listen, Liz, I don't mean to be too dark, but we all know who's going first here.
Oh,
when I go, keep the line going.
And open bar.
Let's keep it moving and crank up the AC. I don't care if it's what about the middle of January.
What about music? Because I got to tell you, the creepy...
Dun, 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 dun,
yes.
Dun, dun, dun,
yes. Can I DJ?
Because if I have to hear Ave Maria one more time at a funeral...
Dun, 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 I have this program on my laptop at home. I do it for... A couple of the teams.
Owen's trying to get hired to do the music.
I want in. We can get Daryl to do photos.
You've seen it. Anytime you try to go to the bathroom at the funeral, you go by their old antiquated system that was from the 80s. And it's still exact one.
I judge for sure.
Daryl taking pictures would be the best.
You put an aux cord in there.
Here you go.
Of course. It's this RCA setup.
The big question is, will you allow me to be buried at Lakeview?
I think you've earned it now. Absolutely. You've spent enough time. You've put in your work.
What part of Lakeview?
Not the good part.
There's an artist part of Lakeview.
Not by the
boy, I am surprised.
Artist and entertainer section of Lakeview.
I am surprised NFL teams have not figured out, or baseball, whatever, another way to make money, which is,
at the facility,
here you go, $500. You get to come. We'll photograph you scattering the ashes on at Progressive Field.
Well, I bet that happens.
They do get requests, there's no doubt. But they can't let everybody do it. So then they turn it into a moneymaker, and then they make money on it.
I'm willing to bet if somewhere go, listen, I'll give you $100, let me in.
Like the Pebble Beach thing is, I brought Pebble Beach up at the start of this. I wonder if Pebble Beach charges you a greens fee to go do that, because there are so many people who actually do that. Look it up. It's not an urban myth. There are a bunch of golfers that want to be scattered at Pebble Beach. It's crazy.
Really?
Yes.
Do they ever golf there previously?
Oh, I would hope so. Yeah, you've got to be a big-time golfer, and that has to be a dream of yours was to always
There's
play
no
there.
Area I think I'd want to be scattered at.
Well, I've said
that's
mine,
a great question for our...
And it's changed a little bit.
For our listeners.
Arrowhead Stadium's definitely on there.
So you
well,
would
now
do it, right?
GEHA Field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Joe Burrow, don't come in here with your trash.
You'll make fun of me, Kenny. Mine would have to be the horseshoe.
Excuse me, what? The horseshoe?
The horseshoe the amount of times I would get chills, even as I got older, around that stadium, seeing the stadium and seeing the stained glass at the rotunda, I would get it.
Mine would be right at my spot in the studio, and then it would never get cleaned up.